morning, everybody. Rise and shine. Barb and LJ here today. Our friend LJ.
Yeah, good morning. And we are with Nala today. And we're very excited because they are a local woman-owned brand in Vancouver. And they do, oh my gosh, I suck.
We're at their headquarters. We are live. We're just like smiling, like putting you on the spot.
Yeah, I was like, don't look at me.
But we're live. We're at their headquarters, which is amazing in, central Vancouver, close to downtown Vancouver.
Yeah, Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Beautiful, rare sunny day in Vancouver today. So we're so excited. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming. We're really excited to chat with both of you.
Yeah.
Yes, amazing. Beautiful day, beautiful view.
Yes.
Science world.
Okay, so I actually don't know the official year when you started. I feel like when I did discover your brand, I got one, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm never using any other deodorant ever again. Aww. And I would find which retailers would have it, because at the beginning, like, it wasn't everywhere yet. Mm-hmm. I think one of my first ones I may have bought at, they're on West 4th. Oh my gosh, I forgot their name now, but a fitness studio and a cafe. Yes.
Maybe at Turf, yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's how you discovered that
one. Yeah, I think that might have been one of the first places. And then I have never turned back since. Aww. And I honestly tell everybody about it. And then LJ carried it in her store. So it was like everything was in alignment. And I've like, I tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I think I even recognized Barb's name before we even met you, because I think that's the thing, you pick up patterns with customers. So we recognize our loyal customers, and obviously we see all that information. And now we're at the point where, you know, somebody might be placing their 20th order with us or more. And it's always such an honor anytime somebody comes back. We know you've got options, so we're always so grateful every time someone chooses Nala.
I love it.
Yeah.
Amazing. But to answer your question, we launched our first product 2017 November, and then marked 5 years, or is it four? Not my math is bad now.
It was
my 4 years. Marked 4 years since Alan, my late husband and other's father, passed away. So it was on the very same date, I believe.
Yeah. Wow. It was a sentimental milestone we gave ourselves, because we're like, okay, this is the anniversary. Let's just put it out into the world. And
I'm getting goosebumps. I love that. Yeah.
It's
I love
so
that
intentional. So intentional.
Well, it was the world's softest launch. That's what we say. Because there was, like, there was no PR. There was no splash. But I think, like, you might know, you could, like, deliberate over the details for a million years. Yep. And, like, the website wasn't perfect, and we were still working out some kinks, but we're like, you know what? Let's just set it live, and it's in motion, and then we'll promote it and market it. But we gave ourselves that deadline because, it was sentimental, and then helped us just get it out into the world.
And what made you decide this particular product? Right, like it, because it started with the deodorant, right? The clean deodorant.
Yeah.
So how did you come about going down this route, which we're also grateful for, because there's not a lot. There wasn't a lot. I think there's a few now, but wasn't a lot of clean deodorant brands that smell good.
Yeah. I was gonna say that smell good, like, and really work.
And
they were. I was just telling LJ, because we just grabbed tea and coffee quickly, because now our daughters use it as well, because, you know, they're starting to sweat and they're starting to smell. And then she's like, oh, really? And I'm like, because I won't say her name, but but because I go, I smell. Like, if I don't use deodorant, I smell. And like, you know, we work out and we do the classes and I'm always drenched, and this really works. Mm-hmm. Like, it really works.
Yeah.
And it's natural, which is, you know, people sometimes think, because it's natural, it might not really do the trick, but it
notoriously
really does.
We laugh about this too, because deodorant is, like, notoriously a very difficult thing to do well naturally. Mm-hmm. And we laugh because deodorant has a low NPS score, like net promoter score satisfaction. It's a hard product to do well. Part of the reason is because it's such a personal sensitive part of our body that there's a lot of shame attached to how you stink, how much you sweat. And then also it's not a one size fits all solution, right? Like, so Barb, the deodorant you need might be different than the deodorant I need, than what you need. But also, like, the deodorant might change what we need day to day, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on like what's going on with your hormones, what's like whatever. Is it a low stress day? Is it a high stress day? Are you on your feet or are you watching Netflix? And so we started with deodorant because, LJ, to your point, we didn't feel there was one that catered to that personalization aspect. So when Alan passed away, you know, Mila was watching over him, caring for him full time. And when he passed, it was kind of this pivotal moment, but, you know, we talked about it and she was looking at going back to her career. And sorry, I'm speaking on your behalf, so interrupt me at any point. The genesis of it. And, you know, she made the decision of, I don't want to go work for anybody else. And collectively we're like, how do we take our shared experience, but also like our grief, but also like our work experience and turn it into something beautiful. And Mila's background is, as a biotech engineer, right, has always been with pharmaceuticals and in medicine, you know, we believe with cancer treatment specifically, it's a very personalized approach. And we're like, how do we bring that forward into preventative care and make it so that there really is something for everybody? And so we can help them make the switch to natural deodorant once and for all, because we hear so many times, I've tried every natural deodorant, nothing works for me. And we started with it because it's a sensitive part of our area that absorbs a lot. Our lymph nodes are there. There's more and more research linking aluminum with how it can progress with, you know, with cancer. There's the breast tissue there. So we want to be very deliberate with every product we put out. And so with deodorant, we felt we could do it at a very high caliber where it's very clean, no even potential carcinogens, obviously based on our story. That's something that's very important to us. And it's our own standard, what we call our free from guidelines, free from any potential carcinogens, aluminum, et cetera. But we could also make it enjoyable to use and make it so that you feel confident, because we don't want to diminish people's fears about, oh, I stink, or, you know, I feel still feel sweaty. We get it. That's valid. And we're like, we still want you to feel confident, but know that your product is clean and working for you.
But yeah, also like for me, it was also a challenge to make a beautiful, as I said, my my background is biotech, pharmaceutical engineering. So most of my career, I worked on developing new drugs, prescription drugs. It is something different. But having said that, I had lots of transferable skills. So for me, it was a challenge. I looked at the natural products, natural deodorants in particular. And yeah, they didn't check my boxes. I really wanted people to look at them and be like, wow, they're beautiful. They smell so good. They are like, so like, I want to use them. I want to keep them in my bathroom because the packaging is so nice. So for me, it was like, okay, can I make the product, natural product that looks like the mainstream chemical, what's called the chemical drugstore deodorant, and still make them look, be smooth, beautiful, smell beautiful, that people really want to inspire people to use. So that's what I remember going to every single store and picking up most expensive deodorants and then smelling them and picking like, I like the smell, I like the smoothness of the deodorants, and then reading ingredients and I'm like, ouch, no, I don't want that, right? So I want our ingredients to be really pure, free from, which is our branding, any harmful chemicals that are, as Ada said, potentially linked to lots of health issues, cancer, Alzheimer's, hormone disruptors, and all that. So that was a challenge. So this is where I get to play a bit with my experience and my skills in biotech industry by like tweaking really the processes, how we make it. It was more the art of putting all the ingredients together, because it's easy to find beautiful ingredients that are clean and potent and smell beautiful. But the challenge was like, okay, how do we now manufacture that? How we now make it smooth without putting chemicals? How do we make it smell beautiful and complex natural smells without putting perfumes that are, some of them are beautiful, but lots of them are like irritants and lots of chemicals and synthetic materials in it, and so on and so on.
So how, was there a hard timeline for how long it took to perfect everything?
No.
Or was it like constant?
I mean, I think it took a while to get the product live. I think that's like before we even launched Nala, right? It was probably 2 years in the making, right? Mm-hmm. From like inception. I was thinking about it too, though, because from the idea to the branding, to developing packaging, to finalizing what is our formula going to look like, what are our scents, all of those, maybe not 2 years, but over a year, right? So I think there's definitely a perfectionist element.
Of course.
There's also, I think, just this idea or natural progression from like ideation to, okay, are we doing this?
Yeah.
And I think that's what was nice.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Just take that.
To make that decision. I think that's why we gave ourselves this like arbitrary deadline because we're like, we could putter over this for another year.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's just put it out there. And yeah, I don't know if we mentioned this, but we formulate in-house, we manufacture in-house, and that does give us the unique ability to tweak formulas. We listen to customers closely, and there are formulas that we'll modify based on feedback from our customers. And so we have a unique advantage to be able to do that and still play with it even once it's live.
True. We started actually, I started at SFU, 4D Labs. Sorry.
That's okay.
We just had some.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, like, we both are perfectionists, and I know I did so much testing, very, like, scientific and expensive testing. But thank God they were really generous to me and very supportive, the 4D lab, Dr. Branda, Neil Branda. And then we, we tested like four. I was looking like a needle in a
haystack,
right?
Wow.
For like, are there any heavy metals? And if I find something, then I say no. So what are the sources? Oh, maybe it's clay. Maybe it's okay. Let's get the clay out. And spend so much time. So you're right, Anna. The development did take a long time, just because we scrutinize every single ingredient. We do also analytical testing and scrutinize it against our really high NALA quality standards. So there are nothing that we especially focus on being free from any known or potential carcinogen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is so amazing. And then when it was like your soft launch, you were saying, because honestly, I don't even remember how I found out about it specifically. Did you do any sort of marketing or hard sales, or did you let people kind of just find the brand?
I mean, we were lucky. Lucky, I think, also giving us credit. You know, we did work hard. A lot of it was the organic growth, right? So I think it starts with your inner circle and friends and family. And I was working at SAP at the time, right? Which is, 2,000 people in the Vancouver office.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it starts like that with the ripple, right? Like your inner circle buying it and, telling their friends just how you told LJ, hey, try this. And being very, grassroots about it. Like, I don't think we started Facebook advertising until 2021
three
years, if not longer, into the company. And so we were lucky in that we had a lot of inbound interest. Like, we worked hard for that. I've told this story recently, but even with local influencers, it was at the time where a lot of people were out there saying, hey, is there natural deodorant out there? And
you're talking about
There was one with Jillian Harris put out a call to action, or like in her stories of
great time, the timing and opportunity just aligned.
I think saying like, is there natural deodorant? And I think what was unique is because we formulate in-house, Mila like stocked her blog to figure out if she had any preference of scents she liked or things like that, and literally
that's what
made
it takes,
her
though.
A customized deodorant.
Very cool.
Because we were so big on customization. And so when she was promoting her event at the Cross, it was like a collaboration with their furniture. We stood in line, like complimented the bed, and then just gifted her like a set of our core lineup and her personalized one.
I love that so much.
But we heard that she was like, oh, thank you, and like heard nothing for like months. And so we're like, that's fine, like whatever.
Yeah.
That's a part of it. We just gifted
it. It was?
Yeah, I think it ended up shaping Essence of Rosewood.
Yes.
Right? This was one of our.
I'm testing you. Yeah.
Putting on the spot.
Yeah, it was the beginning of Essence of Rosewood.
Which is now a permanent collection of one of our best sellers, part of our permanent lineup.
Yeah.
But to summarize, 9 months go by, we hear nothing.
Wow.
I was in Serbia getting married. And our sales at that point were very like, like sustainable. Like there's nothing spikes. Like very predictable. We are happy. I was still working full time at SAP. Yeah. Like this was
so
my.
It's me doing it. And she, not a helping.
Yeah, her. Mila was full time, and I was what I call like my 5 to 9. So like after work, I would go in and work on Nala and answer emails and all that fun stuff. And so we made sure we had enough inventory for while we were away for the wedding, and we had somebody fulfilling orders and all of that. And I think it was like a couple nights before I get a DM from her, from Jillian Harris, saying, oh, you know, I've tested over 20 deodorants in the last year, and this one's my favorite. So like, FYI, I'm going to be publishing a blog tomorrow. So just like, be ready in case there's a spike in traffic. So I was like, well, like, shit, what can we do to get ready? Like, on the other side of the world.
Oh, my gosh.
In Europe.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I called. I'm like, okay, who's our hosting? I know, like, not like a technical person. I'm like, who's our hosting site? We use, like, HostGator. I'm, like, calling their customer service rep in Florida. Being like, what plan are we on? And they're like, unnetted. And I'm like, okay, is that good?
I
like,
know what
can
that means.
Can that handle traffic? And he's like, yeah, like, you should be fine. Long story short, like our website crashed.
It was definitely
a definitely spike in sales, and probably like I think from that, you know, a bunch of retailers were taking advantage in a good way. They're like, well, they can't buy from Nalacare. Yeah. All of our retailers sold out because people were just Googling and seeing who was there.
Cool.
And it was nice to, I think it was like little events like that that would like put us on the map, grow our audience, grow our reach a little bit, a lot of word of mouth. And I think it's nice because. I think because deodorant is so hard to get right, when people find it, they're so passionate about it.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
such
That's
a hilarious
so true. That's so true.
Topic because people love talking about deodorant.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
especially, so, I don't know, maybe like my circle of women,
yeah,
we have no shame in talking about deodorant.
Or like anything. What do you use for, you know, this and that? I think it's so fascinating. We love sharing our tips and tricks. We were talking about hair before we started recording deodorant. You guys are talking about using with your kids. We get parents all the time, right at that age, like, 11, 12, 13, 14,
exactly.
being like, hey, my kid's going through something.
The hormones.
Puberty.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, I want to use something that's, you know, safe but effective that they'll feel good about. And so, yeah, I think that's really how it started.
Wow.
I would say organically, word of mouth. And us, you know, going out there, a lot of it was us visiting stores, dropping off samples, building relationships with local retailers. And I think goes back to it full circle. Like now, 6 years in, right? Getting back to more community and letting people try the product in person, because I think it's the most effective way to convert someone is to get them to experience it firsthand.
Yeah.
So, because if you don't know, you just don't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until you do get to
it's a big
it.
Leap of faith, right?
Yeah,
and we recognize that. Like, it's not easy buying deodorant online because of our ingredients too being are very organic. It is, you know, a premium price point, and we want to make it as accessible as possible. But you know, our formula is quite balmy. It lasts a long time.
Yes, it
but
really
it's
does.
Still being able to convey that, like we get that. And so anytime people can try it in person, we know it's that much easier. Yeah.
A little goes a long way.
Yeah.
So true.
Like a very long way, I think.
Yeah. Well, that was the point,
My
too.
My kid was stinky.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know. Me too.
We need something clean. And then I think just, I don't know, since the pandemic or maybe before, just getting your child to try any new product, you really want to be so mindful with what they're putting in their bodies, because everything that we had when we were younger was not good for you. And then we have all these, you know, like all these health issues in, I want to say mostly our age category, right? Like with pregnancies and things like that. And it's all from products we used, food we ate from when we were children. And so now
that we didn't know any better.
Yeah. Their generation, I find, now has the opportunity to be able to live a longer life, maybe, right? Like be able to have access to clean products easily versus
it's an exciting time because of that, because technology has advanced so much. And like we use a lot of really cool clean technology and very like sophisticated stuff where we can literally extract the most potent part of a plant and discard anything we don't want to use. And so it doesn't have to feel like we use this analogy of something like your grandma mixed in her backyard from like, you know, plants she picked, which like no shame to that, right? I think that's great. But I think it's exciting time because you can have these great products without, sacrificing, I think, a lot of that efficacy we come to expect. So,
Maybe you can share with us a little bit of the process of creating one of your favorite products.
Do you have favorites
yeah,
also?
Like,
oh, that's a good question. question. I don't know, but I mean,
are they all? It's like children, right? Yeah. It's like, no, I love them all equally. But some days,
yeah.
I think breast oil is my favorite product. Deodorants, of course. I mean, so many beautiful scents. But I don't know. I don't know. It changes also.
Mm-hmm.
But the process of creating it, we just talked about deodorants, how we created it. So maybe talk more about the new product development. We were talking actually, Ada and I, a lot lately about our vision and about our, what do we call, product principles, how we should align it, the vision with our, and then we want to create the product that really encourage our self-care, self-knowing, self-advocacy. Are you talking?
Yeah. We wrote
She's like, one, two.
Because we talked about it the other day and
we couldn't memorize our vision, yeah. So like we need to simplify it.
We have to tell the story. So I'm like, Ada, if you
wait. So what's our vision?
Our vision is
you can say it
to bring the preventative care into our daily lives by creating a product that encourage self-care, self-advocacy. And
self-knowing
is the first one.
That's beautiful, and it makes sense.
I think it really aligns with us, and we were just putting it into words. Yeah. And this was a recent conversation, but it felt very authentic.
The goal was our vision was like long, and the goal was like, okay, I asked Ada, so if I wake you up at 2 a.m. in the morning and tell you, Ada, what's your vision? say that it's not a vision.
Yeah.
But we actually do it. We never put it on the paper.
Yes.
So this is we align the products we create with our vision and with our product principle, and that is like one of the product principles is to inspire daily self-knowing, self-care, self-advocacy. And yeah, did I do it?
Yeah,
so cute.
Yeah. So that's one, inspire. And then the second was be free from any harmful chemicals. So this is like the first, our starting point.
Yeah.
So, okay, we want to create, what is it? Breast oil. Okay, do we inspire? I mean, this probably is one of the most inspirational products that we created. Do we inspire ourselves? And then the other thing we do actually, we just go to the regular usual stuff. Well, the first would be like, let's do market analysis and see what's there on the market. How can we, what are people doing? Are we actually adding values or not? Because we are not adding values. If there's nothing we can contribute, why bother? Does the world need another product that is doing this and this? So we do the market research. We see what's there, decide yes or no. Yeah, let's go. We like it. We're both very passionate about it. It gives us a good platform to talk about preventative care in general. And the next step is like, let's do the formulation, let's do the manufacturing and formulations, see what are beautiful ingredients out there, then put them through NALA check and see if they're clean, if they're potent, if they're naturally derived, if they're available. They don't necessarily always have to be organic, but sometimes organics are not the best. Most times they are, but sometimes they're not available, or they do have something in them that we don't really see in our product.
Mm-hmm.
So then we look for the ingredients and work on formulation and manufacturing, and then create packaging.
Yeah.
Yeah, then create packaging and marketing. So do you want to cover how we
Well, even one step before that, like the breast oil is a great example if it passes our litmus test, so to speak, because like we get so emotional talking about it just from like stories we hear. Even like there's a picture up there. This is from our photo shoot of like a mother daughter. Mm-hmm. So the person on the left was our social media manager at the time. So she was breastfeeding and using breast oil to help with like weaning and the pain. And like, obviously our boobs go through so much, and it's still a very neglected part of our body. Like, I think most women were like so on the go. We like, we don't have time to care for this. We're like, whatever, throw on a bra and it's like, let's get out. And her mom had like a mastectomy and was using it to fade the scars, but also like redevelop a positive relationship with her chest after obviously like cancer, a major journey, like a very emotional time. And so they're sharing these stories, and like I get goosebumps talking about it now, because you don't even need to have a big monumental moment in your life like breastfeeding or cancer to be able to I think relate. Like if we slow down, which is easier said than done, like 2 minutes and just like touch our bodies.
So true.
Like I don't know about you guys, I store emotions here. So like literally when I feel like sad or heavy, you know, you're like shoulders are hunched. A lot of it's just like stored, like our heart is obviously there. And taking like 5 minutes to like massage and touch and like look at yourself in the mirror, that alone is like cathartic. And,
That is we don't do that. Like, and it's uncomfortable.
And we hear from people, it's uncomfortable, we don't have time, there's still so much fear of, you know, I know someone who has cancer, so I don't want to touch because I'm scared I'm going to find something. Like, it's a very avoidant energy. And then there's also so much shame, right? You're like, I don't like how my boobs look, how my breasts look, for whatever reason, right? Because we're conditioned for it to look in a certain way. So that checked all the products and or all the check boxes for our formulation, because yes, self-knowing, obviously by touching yourself, you know what your normal is, because again, our normals are different. Our normals change again with our cycles. And then self-advocacy, you have, I think, just like a more informed baseline to like be able to speak up to your health professional to say, hey, something feels different. And I know this because I touch my breast. It doesn't even have to be daily, weekly, monthly.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then to add to it, in terms of ingredients, like we also look like what benefits do we want for this product. I remember, like myself, I had like fibrocystic breasts and and always like very, very painful. There wasn't anything on the market back then at the time when I had that problems that would really help me with like, you know, breast tenderness. So I'm like, why not? Like, why can't we find something? So one example would be like the poplar bud, the extract, CO2 extract of poplar bud, is actually has a chemical that's like natural aspirin. So it relieves the pain and the tenderness. Yes. Oh, so that's why breast oil is so great for breast pain and tenderness related to any hormonal changes. So and then we're like, okay, so we want to lymphatic drainage, we want to address pain and tenderness, we want to why not skin texture anything else, circulation. So we look like what are the benefits that we really want to add to this product and that people would appreciate, and what would make them really go for it too, right? Other than just, oh, here's another oil for your body, right? It's just beyond that. And Nada gets always passionate about talking about
I think that's a good point, though, because with Free From, I think it's easy to, we try to avoid fear-mongering, like, we don't have this, we don't have this, but we want to also ensure that the ingredients that are in there are very deliberate. It's not just like, we stripped out everything bad, but it's like, no, we're deliberately adding lots of really good value-added ingredients.
Okay, I just had a big, huge aha moment as you were talking about the ingredients for the breast oil, because, again, daughter, 12 years old, but this is the time where she's, you know, we're getting her into training bra and things now. And she will only talk to me about it, of course, in the house. And she hates when I'm like, hey, you forgot, you know, your sports bra. I'll yell across the room. And she's like, Mom. But then I think it's such a beautiful thing just for her to have, even for her own breast oil, to have that moment with herself.
It starts so early.
And to have no shame.
Like, I didn't have boobs until I was like 16. Like, I was a late spurter. No, but it was embarrassing because, like, all the girls in my grade are like, oh, like, I still remember this vividly. Like, at the mall running, I was with you running into a friend and her mom, and she was like, Licenza's having, like, Licenza girl is having a sale on like their sports bras. Like, I did not need a bra, but I was like, I should check that out. You know, like, it starts so innocently, and then you're like, like, they were these little like tube, like, bandeaus. So I advised, like, you bought me some, and they would full on just like slide down.
Baby, like, no joke, until it's full grown adult, you have real boobs.
But think of like how early that messaging starts, because I must have been what, like, I don't know, like 11, 12, 13, like around that time. When, and then you're like, that was like my only wish in life was to have boobs. And then they came, and you're like, these are problematic.
But I think that's such a, even with my daughter, like, such a nice, beautiful conversation starter, and just so that she can have, I'm going to look up there, but the self-knowing, yeah. self-care, and the self-advocacy.
Totally.
Because,
yeah,
like, absolutely. When I was her age, yeah. coming from an Asian family also, we just did not talk about anything at all. It was a girlfriend of mine that, like, helped me out with the whole period thing yeah. and what products to use. We just didn't talk about it in yeah. the house.
Like, figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. It was just something yeah. you did in silence and figured out.
Yeah, and so this is why, like, this is what inspires us. We want people to do it as a ritual. We want them
yeah.
to, like, look forward to that, like, taking after a shower, taking your
yes.
breast oil, doing gentle massage, connecting to your heart chakra, yeah. getting yourself love, getting to know your boobs, being comfortable with touching them,
yeah.
and then, yeah,
that's
just doing the self-examination.
But even the deodorant
yeah.
is almost like this, like,
even,
hedonistic
yeah.
quality we try to put uh-huh. into everything, because it should be part of a ritual. It should. We're so on
exactly.
autopilot. Everyone's
yes.
so burnt out, so busy. And yes, we're not saying take 5 minutes to put on your deodorant, but it's like, take that extra second self-knowing of, like, okay, what does my body need right now? Because we tend to think, like, we just need extra strength, or we just need this,
yeah.
go, go, go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, enjoy with every product you use, your shampoo, your face cream, and, like, just enjoy smelling it. Like, a lot of these are, like, made with love and
that
intention.
Is my favorite thing, no joke, when I put
yes, with you would love it, right?
Like, yeah, it's like, because it smells so good, or also when you do this,
yes,
and you can
yep,
smell
yeah,
it, and you're
yeah,
like, oh, it smells
yeah.
so nice.
It's like these little moments
yeah.
in your everyday,
yeah.
and, like, be deliberate with what you're doing and mm-hmm. why, and even if it's something you picked up, like, whatever, while you're getting groceries, right? Like, I think just, like, taking that moment can ground you for the whole day, and, like, I know the difference mm-hmm. of when I, like, take a little bit extra time to get ready versus when I'm running out the
mm-hmm.
door.
Yeah.
It affects everything that comes after that
oh, yes.
moment. Yeah.
Yeah. You're
and
setting the tone.
We do take it seriously when it comes to scents, because we're talking about the beautiful scents.
Yeah.
Like one example with rosewood, I think we mixed 15 different
yeah,
essential oils.
Yeah, until you
oils
find the
yeah.
perfect.
To create the scent.
That
of
je ne sais quoi.
Rosewood,
yeah.
Right? It's really, really delicate and complex. It's not just like, oh, here's some.
Yeah, yeah.
Blue
like
oils
a little.
And then go.
Yeah.
Or like a synthetic molecule. Some of them really smell beautiful. nothing against them too, as long as they're free from
yeah
anything harmful.
Yeah.
We love science too, of course.
So you can we can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love
it though,
love
because
it,
it's
yeah.
not
yeah.
it's not a common job for a female. Like, where you don't see a lot of females in that
true.
Position.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you hear about it, usually it's like, oh, I don't know, is it still a male-dominated industry?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
It's kind of powerful to sit next to you and be like, oh, that's so cool.
Because
yeah,
we geek
yeah.
out, yeah,
yeah.
like deodorant,
yeah.
like, it should be beautiful. And
yeah.
like, of course,
yeah.
that's not what always comes across as first priority, right?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes, definitely. Engineering schools are so male-dominated.
Yeah,
yeah.
Still, right?
More so here in North America, I must
oh,
say, than in Europe.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. My university was like almost 50-50.
Wow.
I UBC, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. So, another conversation. But
yeah.
Yeah, here when I immigrated
so
to Canada a long time ago, every time I say, like, I'm a high-tech engineer, chemical engineer, people are like, oh, wow. Like,
you don't
really,
see
it was like,
you don't see it often.
Yeah.
I remind you, it was like 30 years ago,
yeah.
and then back then it was more like rare to run into a lady engineer
mm.
than it is, thankfully, today, right? So, yeah, definitely male dominated.
So, how do you two balance mother daughter?
You know what? Like, it is thankfully, naturally, not thankfully, but like organically, not to overuse that word. There is like a nice boundary and division of roles and responsibility. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
Mila is our lead for product formulation, R&D, quality control, things like that. I've taken the lead more so on like marketing,
mm-hmm.
Sales, branding. But there's also overlap. Like both of us are actually doing
yeah.
sales, wholesale.
Yeah.
It's been easier. I think we have a good relationship to start with.
Yeah.
I
oh,
think
absolutely.
So that if
yeah.
we didn't, like
mm-hmm.
I think if we were always at each other's like, next
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't have even gotten to the phase where we're making a business together.
Yeah.
I would say I know you better now than I did before
oh.
we started Nala.
Yes,
we do laugh a lot and I think we offer each other so much grace. I think especially you to me, like when I had two kids since starting this business, right? And I am very self-critical of like, we should be doing more, we should be doing this. And it's nice to have a partner who's obviously invested in your well-being and not just the business.
Yes.
Who's like,
yes.
Anna, like you are, like you, I don't know, had a baby 6 months ago and like this is going on and your hormones are still crazy and like, take a breath. And I try to be that for her as well because she's very self-critical as well. And, you know, just say, hey, you're doing great. We got this. But I think trying to laugh, like the other day we were talking about, not the other day, but we celebrated 6 years and we're like, well, we've been around for 6 years for whatever it's worth. And like, I think just like being able to, I don't know, make light of
a lot of marriages.
Yeah, it's true.
True.
So I don't know. I like working with you. yeah, we're still doing it. Obviously, it's hard.
It is. It is challenging.
But
I remember what we did when we started. It was like, we were really like easy on each other. So, but every time we have like we disagreement or want to do things differently, we say, okay. Me, being like really European background and Serbia, I'm very, very bold and direct.
She's very direct.
I am very direct.
I'm very impatient. But I think, yeah.
But like sometimes you would just like, yeah, just if you feel really strong about it, sometimes just like when we are trying not to be too stressed out, we would like, should I say,
what?
Pull the
card. We pull tarot cards before our meeting. Yeah, we're all about that.
Yeah.
Yes. Amazing.
It makes sense.
Yeah, they do. Telling us to do
it. And then a message will come through and you're like, okay,
a message and let's like listen to our intuition. And I remember our son, who is like very
like Silicon Valley, like by the book processes
guy, like
my brother,
like his own startup. He was visiting from San Francisco and we said to Phil, I feel Ada and I are in a meeting, we're having an hour meeting.
So we were at her apartment
and we were like pulling the
sometimes it's nice to be like, Jesus, take the wheel. Or something.
Or like, I'm thinking this, and then you just want a little confirmation or something.
Like, we're doing well.
So it's been so beautiful that way. So we just like,
women own business.
But I love that. The intuition.
Yeah.
The intuition.
It's our intuition. And do it differently. Really, I think we have been doing lots of things differently, for better or for worse, again. But to say, saying lots of no's at the beginning to some retailers and stuff like that, the bigger ones. But
I know you asked early on, right? Like, how did we even get into this? Mm-hmm. And I think neither of us came from beauty or consumer packaged goods. But I think that's nice coming in with, like, without knowing how things are supposed to be done.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, there's a learning curve. But I think that's something I would say to anyone listening is, like, never be intimidated to start something just because you don't have experience in it. And like your career and Alan's career, they've jumped around a lot. And that's always was inspiring to me of like, okay, even if you go to law school, which I didn't, but like, you know, even if you have a very predetermined path, that a lot of people feel trapped by that. And they're like, well, I did this school, or I have to follow this path, or I need to do this. But look, you don't have to. You could start anything. Like if I wanted to tomorrow start something I don't know anything in, I feel, I don't know, privileged in a lot of ways, but also I think empowered to just go and learn. And I think there's a lot of benefit to having virgin eyes in terms of how to approach a problem.
Yeah.
And by all means, like, we learned on the spot a lot. Like, when we started going into wholesale, we had no idea about the margins. Yeah. And I remember telling a retailer, like, okay, you'll get, you know, we're going to sell these for $25 and you'll get $5 for every whatever, you know, like that was our split. And they were just like, no, that's not how it works. You're like, okay, like, we're open to feedback, you know, and like kind of learning more. That was our very first retailer. And thankfully we had people who right off the bat who could like be open and just be like, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
And like, okay, like, let's talk. We're open. And I don't know. I think, it's nice to be able to say, okay, how do we want things to be done? And what do we think could be done better than what's out there right now? And not be intimidated by, this is how things are supposed to be.
Even down to
our meetings. This is how meetings are supposed to be run. Because Philip's done a couple project management tasks for Nala, and he sends us his meeting agenda. And it's like, okay, like, how are you? It's 2 minutes. Yeah, and all the kind of schooling and startups they've gone through down in the valley. So we're like, okay, like, tarot cards, 30 minutes. And then go from there. We haven't done the tarot
phone
drama.
Major or not. Yeah, major. Really seriously. But yeah, isn't it lots of fun?
I love
that. We try to you know, have loved and enjoyed as well. But yeah, the challenge is you do, I do tend to make decisions, not necessarily so much business savvy when it comes to other people, because I come, you know, as a mother.
Yes, yeah, of course, after, of course.
First of all, her best interest, and then, of course, Nala, but like such when you had a baby, I'm like, she's like, oh, I have to, I want to come back to work. And I'm like, Ada, to stay with the baby, it's more important. But we need to grow Nala. And I'm like, Nala is okay. Yeah. Nala will grow, right?
Yeah.
Whereas other CEOs or business leaders would say, like, oh my God. Right?
Yeah, get back now.
Yeah. Get back right away.
And so, yeah.
That's so inspiring.
Yeah.
That is so inspiring because, you know, as like female entrepreneurs, you strive to not like run yourself down. Because, you know, the business norm is always work.
Yeah.
Like it comes first. And then it's really hard to find that balance of like care, right? And like what you do for your daughter, like just that care, and then vice versa.
And she does it to me.
And then, but to still be successful, right?
Yeah.
And so it's so inspirational to see that.
Well, I think like to the contrary, sometimes I think we're successful because of that and not in spite of it, right? Like I think that's the difference, is if you can put your founding team and your whole team first, and it might be cliche, but it's like people first, like it goes a long way, because I think a lot of that is to a bigger overarching theme, but like fighting the patriarchy and like what we're so conditioned to do of like working, you know, 40-hour work weeks and have the house set up and have this set up and be a good friend and partner and mother and daughter and like
wear all the
kill
hats.
Yourself.
Yeah. And do it with a smile on your face.
And don't complain.
Yeah.
But that is, it's just so inspiring to see, because, you know, like it's the basis for, I guess, a lot of newer entrepreneurs. I shouldn't say a lot, I'm speaking from just myself. but just like to find that balance and to make sure that there's that care. And it's nice to see that this does work.
Yeah.
Because not a lot of people, either they're not sharing it or you just don't see it a lot. So then, like, it's nice to know that it does work, and like, I'm not an idiot for doing it this way.
Totally.
Right? Because it's like, okay, well, you know, they can do it. We can do it.
And goes back to like cutting ourselves some slack, like, you know, and putting the fun in into it, right? Because that's our day to day. That defines our life and our memories. And if we're not, if no one's holding us accountable to it other than ourselves, then like do it your way, right?
Yeah.
So I think we're all our own harshest critics. And so
definitely.
We'd all go a long way, I think, just being more graceful to ourselves and like extending that grace that we would to any of our friends.
So true.
To ourselves.
So true.
Yeah. Oh, well, in terms of what's next, I think what we can share is to follow the lead of Breast Oil, moving more deliberately into body care, and moving, growing up, I think, a little bit beyond a deodorant brand, quote unquote, which is our bread and butter, what put us on the map, what we're known for, which we love. But deodorants are a labor of love. And I think our customers just want more from us. Like, we're lucky that we've established a level of trust in terms of quality and people, want that extended into other parts of their routine. So looking to launch some more body care products.
We're like, yay!
And if you're looking to get your hands on some stuff, something that we launched last month, which we're very excited about, is called Nala Labs. And so you asked as well how we bring a product to market. One thing we're talking a lot about is, you know, we are small-scale manufacturing, indie brand, so to speak. And so we talk a lot about, okay, how do we use our so-called or perceived limitations to our advantage? And so because we formulate in-house, because we have a lab right behind us, we're like, what if we did small batch production of new products, sent it out to people in our community? So we've got a Club Nala. We're going to start sprinkling in some new products. And what's great about this is, first of all, we have the most loyal customer base. They can give us feedback, first of all, or like firsthand of, I love it, I hate it, I would buy it, this is what I would change, I would not buy it, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And we can test it in like a low risk environment, where if we did have, you know, let's say a body wash that we wanted to put out there, we can get feedback before we commit to making thousands of them.
So
I think that's coming down the pipeline. So if you're not already, sign up for Club Nala. It's free, and you guys get first access to any new products. And then from there, yeah, we've got a sunscreen formula we've been working on. But
yeah.
If you ask Mila, so she's got a formula she made when she went to Mexico, which she called Freestyle Mexico sunscreen. And I was like, why is it freestyle? Because she just like goes rogue and makes it.
Yeah.
If we were to bring this formula to production, it would be very expensive because Mila is a bougie woman. So she just puts in all her favorite, most expensive, most so potent ingredients. And they're like, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
But it would cost a gajillion dollars to bring to market. So that's also,
that's a,
I think it's the balance of nice ingredients, organic, high quality, smells great, value added. And also we want to make it so people can afford it. But that's also where Nala Labs is fun, because you tell us what matters to you in sunscreen. Is it more important to have no white cast or to be, you know, completely free from any, you know, synthetics? And I think kind of balancing that, does fragrance matter to you? Do you want it face or body or both or et cetera? So, expect more innovation. Yeah. Follow Nala Labs, so I think, to get a firsthand teaser of some things that we're cooking up in the lab.
That was
on
screen.
There you go.
On that note,
that's perfect. On that note, you can anybody can find you at nalacare.com.
Yes.
On Instagram at nalacare.
Yep.
And is there a different address for the lab?
Or can they find it on our website? It's probably the easiest way. There's a section called Nala Labs. You can check it out.
That's just genius. Thank you so much for
inviting
us into your home.
It is our home.
But your studio. Congratulations on everything. Congratulations on 6 years and just so many more.
Did it.
I know. Look, and you're still friends.